The Grindstone Lake drummers from the Lacouturay Reservation set the tone for the going-away party at the Spring Harbor Middle School. For 7th graders Katie Allen and Tessa Biguet, the cultural awareness part of their project is just as important as the scientific work they've been doing on restoring wild rice beds in Madison Lakes. Allen says she's looking forward to teaching her peers from around the world about the culture and ecology of rice.
The wild rice is like a filter which would collect all the pollution and stuff in the lakes. We want to teach it how it's our culture and how it helps water. Wild rice is like our main food.
So far, Allen and Biguet have planted pilot rice beds in one local Madison lake and plan to expand the project next year. Madison teacher Patty Christie is a Lac du Flambeau tribal member. She says the goal is for these two teenagers to be a catalyst for enlisting other schools in similar projects.
We're gearing them up to teach our young ones so they can go back into the younger schools and be able to show them this is what we've done and you can do more.
The two girls represent the Lac du Flambeau and Lacouturay reservations, but members of other Wisconsin tribes are also excited about the project. Menominee elder Shaggy Dodge sees the trip to an international conference for these two young Native girls as a way to challenge stereotypes about American Indians.
It's really good that these girls are getting to go to represent who we are and we do, because a lot of people think, you know, we're savages and we live in teepees and, you know, we're on welfare, and now they think we live off casino money. So I think it's a good representation.
At the conference, the two girls will help draft a children's water manifesto for countries around the world to work on. Funding for their trip to Mexico and for three other North American students comes from the bottled water company, Nestle's Waters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.